Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次收听盘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey， 大家好，我是 Michael。
那今天呢，我们要分享十件非常容易做到的小事来提升我们的自信。
Today we're going to be talking about 10 easy ways to boost your confidence. Boost.
B-O-O-S-T. So 它的意思就是增加 ，right? To increase or、就是弄得更好 ，to improve.
Exactly. Maybe to boost your income, boost your energy, or boost your mood.
好，那在进入我们今天主要内容之前呢，还是要问一下 Michael， 因为中文我们会说自信，对吧？你自己对自己的信心。可是英语里面，其实我们讲 confidence 就好了，不需要前面再加一个 self, right?
That's a good point. We actually can say self-confidence in English, but it's actually redundant. We can just say confidence and you get the point.
好，那 let's no more redundant, 不要讲多余的东西。废话少说，直接进入主题。今天十个真的是 these are very actionable, very doable.很容易上手做的十个步骤啊，我们第一个要来看的就是，小时候你父母可能经常对你说，或者我儿子觉得现在我常常对他们唠叨的一件事情。
Exactly. Number one is practice good posture, right?So good posture, you're standing up straight, you got your shoulders back, and you have strong eye contact.
OK, 所以这里讲的是要我们多多练习好的姿势啊。那英语姿势就是
posture.
OK, posture. 那还有一个蛮像的词是就拍照片的时候我们摆 pose. They are related, but different.
Exactly. In fact, we have pose. So when somebody's taking a picture, it means hold your body or hold your smile in the exact same way for a few seconds. And the word position, right? Which also seems kind of like the same thing, right? So we have posture, pose, and position, which all kind of mean the same thing in different words.
对。那这里要注意它的发音哦。It's posture, it's not posture. 好，那why is good posture so important?
Well, your body language actually influences how you feel inside, right? So maybe if your head is down, you know, you're looking at your phone all the time, your shoulders are very weak, you just kind of look like you lack confidence, right?
好，那除了好姿势以外呢，这个人的打扮也蛮重要的哈。
So number two says, dress for success. This is actually a very common expression in English, and we talk about the clothing that you're wearing.
Oh, 所以这是英语一个固定的表达 dress for success.
Absolutely, that's right. For example, if you have a job interview and you wear a really nice suit or a nice dress or something, it sort of implies that, you know, it's going to make you more confident.
对，我觉得这一点啊是基本上不用多解释啊。但它这个 dress for success， 它之所以会变成一个固定表达呢，还有一个原因就是 these two words rhyme， right？ 都是有这个 s， 所以很多的 fixed expressions 其实都有那个 rhyme， 有押韵。
Yeah, I know, obviously, I always talk to my students about 成语, right? But in English, we call these idioms. And I don't know if this dress for success is really an idiom, but I love how it's, as you said, it rhymes like that. It really makes for a nice catchphrase.
对。其实这个又让我想到还有一个叫 fake it until you make it.
Exactly.
对吧？也是 rhyme,
well done.
也是英语固定说法。Perfect. 意思就是说，哎呀，比如 dress for success 啦，虽然你可能要省很多时间才能存钱买一套好的衣服啊，但是就为了你 future success 也很重要 ，right? You kind of have to fake it， 要先这样，也不是说做假啦，但是就是投射出一个你比较理想的 future self。
Yeah, that's right. Because remember when we talked about the first part, if we practice good posture, it's not like we're faking it, but we're trying to build the habit, right?
Oh, that's a good point. You're making an effort until you make it. Make it 就是达到你自己的目标啊。好，那我们接下来看看今天的第三条建议。这个是讲到了一些非常具体的一些小 habits, 一些习惯。
Yeah. So number three is master micro commitments. Now, master, you probably know as like a shuffle, right? Mm. But master is also a verb. And it basically means get extremely, extremely good at doing something.
Like a master, 就像一个师傅、
like、
像一个大师一样啊。对、yeah. 所以它作为动词呢这个也非常好用。通常后面就会跟一个 skill, 对吧一个技能或者像这里是很具体的 to master some micro commitments。好那这个 commitments, 我们之前节目也讲过啊就是你必须要做的事情。那这个 micro 就像微波炉里那个词。
Exactly, right? So it's a promise, like a commitment is essentially a promise to do something, but a micro commitment is like something really, really small, right? If you want to read 5 pages, or if you want to remember like 2 new words in a foreign language, you figure like, oh, I can definitely do that. I mean, it kind of makes it sound a lot easier, right?
对,就是其实 micro commitments, 啊,你别看不起它,有的时候我们还做不到呢,就像 Michael 说的,像现在这个
5 minutes, 5 minutes.
屏幕的时代对吧 ？Force 你自己要去看哇，什么长篇的东西，或者就像我记得我以前学，就刚到新加坡中学的时候，很学英语嘛，好多词都不认识。但是我那个有一个英语老师就特别好，他就说你就弄一个本子 ，you know, take a notebook every day, try to just learn 10 words. 他说你不要觉得 10 words 太少，你如果每天都学的话，你一个月。你也学两三百个哎 right?
Yeah, exactly. So the concept here is that if you can trust yourself to do these small things, then over time, you will feel more and more confident. Right?
好，那接下来我们要分享这一点呢，它是关于如何看待失败。
Yes, exactly. We want to reframe failure as just data.
OK, failure, 失败啊 data, 数据。那这里用的动词叫做 reframe, and what does that mean?
So when you think about a picture hanging in your house, right? Usually there is an object that the picture is sitting in. In English, we call this a frame. And here we can actually use this as a verb, almost like your perspective. So if the picture stays the same, but we change the frame, we're essentially saying that you can see this from a different perspective.
对，就是它 frame 作为名词的意思呢，是一个框子，对吧？一个相框，一个画框。但它作为动词的意思就是，它是决定你的视角，你怎么看一件事情。那这里我们讲的不光是 frame, 而是要 reframe, 要重新定义，重新审视。
Exactly. So if every day you try to do something, instead of thinking about success or failure, you're saying, every day I learn something. And then, as you said, over the months, you get better and better and better. I think that's a great attitude towards learning new things.
所以呢，每一个失败或者每一个挫折啊，挫折英语叫做 setback. So every setback 就是成为了你一个反馈的机制。
As a feedback loop, right?
Okay, feedback loop. 这个 loop 是一个 circle, 一个圈圈的意思。So feedback loop means it's like a process?
Yeah, it's like if your daily task is to go out and maybe talk to 5 people in English, or even go outside and talk to 1 person in English, right? And then every time you do that, you actually feel like your confidence goes up by like 1%, right? But you're learning and you're getting stronger. So there's this loop where you're making mistakes and learning and getting smarter. And it's like a wonderful daily task.
对，是一种正向的循环啊，或者这几年常用一个词，一个闭环。但重要的一点就是你要学习啊。但总之呢 reframe failure as a learning opportunity, 就不要把它看作是对你的一个审判，一个判决。
Yeah, we talk about like the outcome as being something temporary as opposed to a verdict. The word verdict in English is often associated with the law. If the judge says that you're guilty, you probably have to go to jail for a long time. But we don't want to think about this as a permanent fix. We want to think about it as something very short term. So like a short mistake, not a long one.
Okay, so verdict 就是判决审判啊。So failures are not verdict on you. Instead, they are a feedback loop. 好，那我们来看看今天的第五点建议。
use power questions, not just a pep talk.
Okay, 这个 pep talk 是什么意思啊？
So a pep talk is, imagine if you go into the bathroom, you look at yourself in the mirror and you said, I am smart, I can do this, I'm going to get a good grade. It's this kind of technique where we try to build up our own confidence by talking to ourselves.
哦、oh, ，就是自己对自己讲话来 boost your confidence、
嗯、
是吧？鼓舞士气，也不一定是自己对自己啦，比如很多的 coach。教练、
yeah.
他要给自己的球员给自己的队员 pep talks before a game.
So there's like maybe complimenting somebody and saying, you're strong, you're the fastest I've ever seen, you can do it. These are all pep talks.
对对，好，但这里说的就是不要一直就对你自己讲这些 pep talks, 而是转而问自己一些问题。And those are power questions.So, 什么是 power questions 呢?
This is great. So, asking yourself a question like, what's the next smallest step I can take right now?
Okay, so, 就是问一个很 concrete, 是吧?问一个很切实的问题,就我接下来可以做什么?
Exactly. So imagine if your job is working in sales, right? So you might face rejection. So instead of saying, oh, maybe tomorrow I can do it, you start thinking about some serious actions that you can do right now. And I think that also builds a ton of confidence that you're taking action rather than just hoping that the future will be better.
So we can also say action breeds confidence, right?
Exactly.
对, breed 就是它会生出来 give birth to something.
Exactly. Give birth or maybe to produce. Yeah,
yeah produce.、Mm-hmm. 所以真正的行动行动力是会给你带来更多的自信。好、yeah. 那我们今天还剩下最后几条的建议。这个第六条啊是说我们也要看看过去。
Anchor with past evidence.
Okay, so anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R.So what does it mean?
Yeah, this is an interesting one because I think the idea here is that we want to remind ourselves of how good we are. So rather than just say, like you said, I'm good, I'm smart, I work hard, but you can talk about great things that you've done in the past that prove how good you are. It's kind of like a 证据, right? To prove to your mind how great you are instead of just talk.
哦，对，因为当我们有的时候觉得很 anxious, 对吧，很焦虑或者doubting yourself, 有点怀疑的时候，脑子是很乱的。这个时候我们需要一个锚嘛 ,we need an anchor. So use past evidence as your anchor. 那我就听过有一些counselor 他就建议诶你自己可以记一些东西 like keep a journal, 这个 journal 就是什么 confidence journal, 听着有点肉麻、哦、就是你把你过去一些你觉得做的比较好的事情一些成绩成就记下来然后 use that to remind yourself.
Keeping a confidence journal is a fantastic idea because sometimes our memory kind of slips, you know. We forget about all the great things that we overcame in the past. We should write this stuff down, and then every time we read it, we remind ourselves how confident we are.
好，那我们接下来这一点呢this might be my favorite one today, 就是不要老想着自己，在你很没有自信的时候，反而看外面，看别人，去帮助别人。
Shift focus outward, okay, outward.
Okay, 就是从你就是just looking inside yourself, 你要把 shift focus 啊就是转移注意力要转到外面对吧 outward.
Exactly. People who are really self-conscious, they spend so much time thinking about themselves and maybe feeling nervous, but instead we want to think about how to improve the situation.
Okay, so instead of obsessing about ourselves, 这个 obsessing about something 啊，就是你对一个事情就非常的就是就不愿意放，对吧？一直在想，然后一直很较真儿，很纠结于这件事情啊。就你自己，这个时候你可以说，哎，旁边或者在我外面还有更大的世界，还有更多人，那我可以做一点什么来 maybe help others or add value in some situation.
Exactly. Asking something like, how can I add value here? Helping others makes you less nervous about yourself and create value for others, which also helps you feel better.
对，我真的因为在我的经历里面啊， this can't be more true. 当我觉得自己焦头烂额的时候，诶，如果是神把其他有需要的人带到我身边，反而是去帮助他们，能够把我从那个 situation 里面带出来， give me perspective, 然后对，当你自己有用的时候， right? When you're useful, when you add value for people, 你自己也会感觉比较好嘛。
I love this notion that you're kind of thinking about questions you can ask, right? So you can literally say to your coworker or your friend and say like, hey, is there anything I can do in the next 10 or 20 minutes to help you out? And, you know, you'll have an idea of exactly what you can do.
好，那我们接下来最后三个 boost confidence 的小 tips 啊，这一个呢，就基本上就是说你要 step out of your comfort zone, 对吧？
Learn to sit with discomfort.
Okay, so 这里 to sit with something, 要你坐下来，要跟自己的不舒适、不安坐下来，这什么意思？
Yeah, we know that feeling of being anxious or 紧张, right? But sit with something basically means sort of sit in it and don't fight it, right?
Oh.
Just kind of sit with it and try to be at peace with something rather than kind of pushing back on it.
Oh, okay. So instead of 反抗,对吧?你说能在这个里面,我能就是把这个 discomfort 变成我的 comfort。Okay, 所以这儿它也不是一种就是啊、oh, just throw my hands up in the air, 说、accept it. 它其实就像 Michael 讲的是你要 learn to live in peace with it.
So you can have that anxiety and still take action and be very productive.
对，因为confidence isn't the absence of anxiety, 对吧、mm-hmm. 自信不是说你就完全没有一些害怕啊，一些顾虑，但是 it's moving forward with it. 就即使是有这些 despite them, in spite of them, you can still move forward. 你还是能够前进。
Exactly. So train yourself to tolerate awkward, uncomfortable silences, rejections, and mistakes.
对，好，那我们今天最后的两点建议啊，第九条就是，哎，也。Pat yourself on the shoulders if you've done something good. 也要给自己一些鼓励。
Exactly. Celebrate your wins. Hey, isn't it funny? We spend so much time trying to be perfect, don't make mistakes, and then when something goes right, we don't even congratulate ourselves.
哎，有时候真是啊， we're too hard on ourselves, 所以放过自己哈。即使是一些很小的啊，很小的胜利。Even small victories, 还是要 acknowledge, 是吧？要看到说，哎，这个我有做到，哪怕今天我就是比昨天好了0.1%。
Exactly. So rewarding yourself builds positive reinforcement, right?
Okay. So positive reinforcement 是一种正向的鼓励，是吧？来更积极给你鼓励，来强化你啊。好， that brings us to the final tip, 来提升自信。
Exactly. This is a big one. Surround yourself with positive people.
哦，就是去跟一些非常积极、非常正向的人在一起哦。
This is a very, very big one. Again, we love our friends, we love our family members, and sometimes there are some people in your life who aren't so positive. And so maybe you got to sort of avoid them a little bit and spend more time with all your positive friends.
确实在我们生命里面有的时候会有一些人你可能觉得有一点 negative, 然后 they might drag you down, 把你自己也拖下去啊。
Yeah. So drag you down is this metaphor where basically imagine if you're in a bucket or something and people are pulling you down as you're trying to crawl out, or you're climbing a mountain and somebody's pulling your leg, you know, down the mountain. So these negative people will actually kind of pull down your confidence.
对，但是有时候没办法啊，比如他就是你家人啊。You can choose your family, right? 但是现在不是很多人说你还是要 draw boundaries。You're still there for them, 但是你说 instead of being there 24/7, 就每天待命这样的，我还是要去找一些 positive people, surround myself with them.
I also want to tack on another thing, which is basically the same idea as this one. But if you are looking at websites where there's a lot of negative energy, and then you expect to live a really happy, positive life, like it doesn't really make sense, right? You got to consume positive content, and then you will, that positivity will come through.
哎，对，你这点讲得很好，特别是对于现在我们所生活的这个时代哦， I think that's super relevant. 好，那很感谢 Michael 今天的分享，那也希望我们今天这十点非常易做的啊小 tips 呢，嗯，不敢说是否能真的提升自信，但是我觉得从语言学习的角度还是蛮好的。So, boost your English learning.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we hit on some major big ones here. For example, if students are trying to learn 20 new words every day, and then they get kind of like stressed out, yeah, it makes sense, right? So give yourself some achievable goals, and then 2 months from now, 3 months from now, you're going to be way ahead.
对，说得很好。那我们今天的节目就到这儿。We will see you next time.
好啊，谢谢，拜拜。